Tuesday, January the 23rd. We were talking a bit about the Old Testament, and I thought I would read you a story from the Old Testament today. And I'm going to tell you a story about two brothers. We might call the story a silly swap. So I'd start with a little question. Have you ever swapped something that you wanted back? Then you will know how Esau felt after eating Jacob's stew. All brothers argue, but Jacob and Esau fought even before they were born. They were twins, but they were not at all alike. Esau was born first, and he was strong and hairy and liked to go hunting. I always like that part about him being hairy. That's funny, isn't it? And Jacob was born holding onto his brother's heel, and he was quiet, and he liked being at home with his mother, Rebecca. So Rebecca was married to Isaac, who was Abraham's son. One day, Esau came back from hunting with a very rumbly tummy, and something yummy was simmering in Jacob's cooking pot. "I'm so hungry," Esau grumbled. "Please give me some stew." Esau had no manners, but he did have something that Jacob wanted. He would one day be the head of the family and be given God's special blessing. "Let's swap," said Jacob. "You can have some stew now if you give me your inheritance later." And Esau was so hungry, he wasn't really paying attention. And he swapped his birthright for some stew and some bread. Esau knew the stew was good, but Jacob knew that God's blessing is better. It always is. So, what happened down the line? As Isaac was getting older and older, he had become blind. And he said to his son Esau, "Please make my favorite food, and then I will give God's special blessing to you for our family." Now Rebecca overheard every word, and while Esau went hunting, Rebecca started scheming. So Rebecca is Esau and Jacob's mother. "Hurry, Jacob," she said. "I will cook for your father, and you will trade places with your brother." "But mother," he said, "father will know because Esau is very hairy." "Just do as I say, son," she said. So Jacob dressed in Esau's clothes. He covered his arms in goat hair and took the food to his father. It would be a slick trick. "I'm back," Jacob said, pretending to be Esau. "That was quick," said Isaac. "God helped me," Jacob lied. "Come closer," Isaac replied. "You sound like Jacob." But then he put his hand on it, Jacob's arm, and felt the hairy goat hair and said, "But you feel like Esau." Isaac promised Jacob God's blessing, and there was nothing left for Esau. Jacob had fooled his father and cheated his brother, but he also had to leave his mother. When Esau heard what had happened, he was very angry, and he swore he would kill his brother. So Jacob had to run away from Esau, but he couldn't run away from the thing he had done, and he was worried as he went. He wanted to go home. That night he slept with his head on a rock, and Jacob dreamed. He saw the angels that are always around us, but that we very seldom see. And then he dreamed that he saw God. And God said to him, "I was with your grandfather and your father, and I promised to protect you and always be with you. This land will be yours, and your family will be bigger than you can imagine. And someone special will come from your family and people and bless the whole world." Jacob woke up amazed and thought, "I met God right here." He tipped the rock upright and left it there so he would always remember God's special care. "I will make my God a promise too. If you keep your promise, God, I will follow you always," said Jacob. So, that's a little bit of the story of Jacob and his brother Esau. Let's take a moment to just close our eyes now. And let's pray. Let's pray that we too might encounter God as Jacob did, and that God might forgive us of the naughty things that we might do in the day, especially if we have hurt or upset our siblings or friends. and that God might promise to always be with us. Because that is what God promises. God says to each one of us, I am always with you, and you are always with me. And so let us, like Jacob, promise to follow God. Amen.